Our next guest has made quite a splash on Broadway. He made his debut in 2014 in Terrence McNally's It's Only a Play, starring Nathan Lane. For that role, Micah Stock was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Play. He was most recently seen on Broadway in last year's revival of The Front Page, also starring Nathan Lane, plus John Goodman and John Slattery. He's spending a summer in the Berkshires, starring in not one, but two productions at the Williamstown Theater Festival. He just finished up a run in Jason Kim's The Model American. Next up, he plays Tusenbach in Halle Pfeiffer's Moscow, 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 a contemporary adaptation of Anton Chekhov's Three Sisters, opening July 26th on the Nikko stage. It is a great pleasure to welcome Micah Stock to the roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. How did you come to be in not one, but two productions here?
I just forced my way into them. I knocked at Mandy's door until she said, fine, you can do both. No, so I was working with Halle Pfeiffer, the playwright of Moscow, 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 on The Front Page as actors. And she was writing this play, and she asked me to do a reading of it, and we became very good friends. And then sort of through that, I heard say of The Model American, I read the play, I really loved it. And lo and behold, I got to be involved in both, one right after the other. And at the same time.
Which is the bigger load to carry of those two shows?
You know, they are each a large load to carry, but in different ways. You know, The Model American, for me, is certainly less physically taxing, but it's emotionally taxing. And Halle's play is sort of a verbal firework display. And so there are just different parts of my actorly muscles that are required for each.
So were you at the point where, okay, you finished doing that show and then you're immediately full-time into doing the other show?
Yeah, so there's a small overlap during performances for one show where rehearsals start for the next one. So it's sort of double duty and you're exhausted in the most wonderful way. But they inform each other, and really the festival is just kind of everyone's working on 50 things at the same time anyway, so it sort of feels like, you know, everybody's in the same boat when you're doing two things at once.
The first time I saw you was in It's Only a Play, and this is just a powerhouse production. You've got Nathan Lane and Stockard Channing and Megan Mullally and Rupert Grint, and this is you're making your Broadway debut. And I come out of that theater, and yours is the name I remember. I mean, that's the performance I remember. That was an amazing performance. And I'm curious as to what that was like for you in sort of being thrust into that and then having such reception.
It was horrifying. I mean, it was mostly... it was amazing. It was sort of truly beyond, you know, my wildest dreams. But, you know, when I got the job, I didn't know that sort of all the things that would come from it would come from it. I was just, you know, it was already insane to be having my first Broadway show, but also to have it be with those people and such an incredible company. You know, beyond that, everything else was just like, you know, the cherries on top. And I truly did not expect it. So, I was deeply flattered by the attention that show brought, and certainly, you know, it's done many wonderful things for my career. But it was also a level of attention that I was not used to and sort of never thought I'd have to be used to.
Do you think, I mean, we have no control over this, of course, but would it have been the normal career path? Would have been you do a show, you do a show, you do a show, and then boom. And then here you do a show and boom.
You know, I just don't think that there's any such thing as a normal career path in show business. You know, there you can draw a direct line between a Terrence McNally play that I did off Broadway to It's Only a Play. That was the reason that I got that show. But, you know, that one audition where I booked that first Terrence McNally play off Broadway that very few people saw has given me seven jobs. You know, I've auditioned for probably over, you know, 400 things in my career and haven't gotten most of them. And that one audition led to, you know, years of work. So there's really no like A, B, C, D in this business. Sometimes it's like you're already at, you jump from, I can't say with this metaphor. This alphabet metaphor isn't applicable.
So far, you've been in two huge star vehicles, and not only do you hold your own, but you just do amazing work. And there must be just some great pleasure in that, not only being able to play and getting a really good slice of the apple, but also to be working around these amazing talents.
I have always been attracted to ensemble work. All my favorite movies, all my favorite plays growing up were big ensembles. I think about Murder on the Orient Express, the films of Christopher Guest, all these disparate genres. But what I was always attracted to was a group of incredibly talented actors playing together in just a big sandbox. So I think for whatever reason, I've been lucky enough in my career and continue to do so to be a part of these just like really cool groups of people where it's just, we're put on a playground and sort of let loose.
How did Front Page come to be? Was it through the connection with Nathan Lane, or is that just coincidence?
It is not just coincidence. It was through Nathan Lane, but also Jack O'Brien, the great director who directed It's Only a Play as well. So I had sort of a double recommendation coming in to that show, and that happened because of my relationship with Nathan and with Jack.
So, how do you follow something like that double shot of those two shows and then follow that up and figure what your next thing is going to be, whether it be here at Williamstown or back on Broadway?
It hasn't really changed since before I did my first Broadway show, which is that I follow good writing, and good writing takes you where you need to go. If I have to go to, the plains of Missouri to do a great play, I will. It just so happens that Williamstown is an incubator for exciting new writers, and Jason Kim and Hallie Pfeiffer are two people who I would, follow to the ends of the earth.
What, given that the two plays that you were on Broadway in were both revivals and one a classic, are you enjoying this process of being there from the ground up?
It's magical. Terrence McNally was a huge part of the revival of It's Only a Play, because it was very revised. It was sort of revived in the truest sense of the word. It was the core of the original play that he'd written, but he had almost completely rewritten it in terms of setting it in the present day. So, working with the writer in the room, it's is so informative because when you're struggling with, what is this character going through? What is the story we're trying to tell? What is their intention? If you're working on Tennessee Williams or Lillian Hellman or August Wilson, unfortunately we don't have those people anymore to turn to in the rehearsal room and say, what does this mean? And but because we have Jason Kim and Hallie Pfeiffer sitting there right next to you, plunking away on their laptop, writing the play in real time, you can turn to them and say, what the heck is going on here? And it can deepen your work as an actor, and it's much more collaborative.
When I would just be worried if like they didn't know, like if you went like, what is this about? They're like, I don't know.
Sometimes they don't. I mean, it is funny to watch a writer who, because I assume genius, and I do think both those people are geniuses. I think just the other day in rehearsal, Hallie is a good friend of mine, and I've been a fan of hers, since before we were good friends. And I think I turned to her and I was like, "What does this mean?" And she goes, "I don't know either." I'm sure at the time that she wrote it, it made sense, but it's a monster of a play that she's written. It's huge and monolithic, and she's balancing so many different characters' wants and needs that I can imagine, sometimes she just forgets.
We'll remind folks that Micah Stock stars as Tusenbach in Hallie Pfeiffer's Moscow, 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 Moscow. Opening July 26th. It runs through August 6th on the Nikko stage. A great pleasure to speak with you, sir. Thank you very much, and a great joy to watch your work.
Great to speak with you too. Thanks for having me.
You can find out more at WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.